as an investor, you should have your own thesis, your own hypothesis and philosophies on when you're going to buy something. All right, so we got to start off with this haymaker right here, man. Bitcoin to the moon. Here they come. I know they coming, man. Bitcoin has hit 57,000. That's his first time getting that high since 2021, fam. Since 2021, 57,000. First time since 2021. The high was, I think, 63. I'm going to still hold firm on my bet, Jose. I don't think it'll hit 100,000 by the end of the year. Right? I'm going to still hold firm on it. But is it as exciting? I like when the crypto people start talking crazy. I'm not going to lie. I love when they start. Their energy is unmatched, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Like, their energy is unmatched, bruh. So, I love to see it because they are locked in on that Bitcoin and crypto going to change the world. And I'm not mad at nobody for their beliefs. I don't think it should be crypto over everything. I think it should be all of them together. I do believe that people use... my daughter texted me to say, good job, daddy. I do believe that if you're a crypto advocate, then, of course, crypto going to be the number one on your list. But what I don't think you should do is stick with just crypto. I think you should be diversified. I think you should use crypto because when crypto is down, stocks going to go crazy or maybe real estate is going crazy. I think if you're in the stocks, you should do that. And shoot, I got 100,000 in crypto. I'm up, I think we up 80-something percent in my crypto thing. But all I got is the big dogs. I got Bitcoin and Ethereum. And I remember, Jose, when I went and bought Bitcoin again when it was, I think it was 19,000. I spent like 40 grand on it. And I posted it on Instagram. And everybody was like, you should wait till it go lower. Thing ain't going no lower. Shot up after that. Something like that, right? I remember Ethereum got to like 800 and something. And I bought maybe 20,000 of that. And it was like, you should wait till it go lower. I wouldn't buy it right now. It ain't go no lower than that. Maybe a dollar or two. And I'm saying that to say is, as an investor, you should have your own thesis, your own hypothesis and philosophies on when you're going to buy something. Because there's a bunch of people in this world that all they know is it's going to go lower. It's going to go lower. It's going to go lower. And they miss the mark 100% of the time. Because they always want something to go lower. Not realizing that these things, these indices, these assets, they are meant to go up. They'll have seasons where they're down, but you can't predict when the low is. You can't predict that. So when you see an asset at a good price, you buy it. The only issue is we don't know what Bitcoin is worth. That's my issue. You can't say what it's worth. You can't put a real value on it because you're always buying it based on somebody going Bitcoin 100K in 2024. Man, I ain't mad at you. Shit, I'm going to make money on it regardless. I just got an opinion. You know what I'm saying? Either way it went. All right. If it don't hit 100, I look good. If it hit 100, I make money. You know what I'm saying? If it is. So I think that you need to develop your own personal philosophy and strategies. Because if not, there's always going to be somebody that's going to oppose what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? You could be like, crypto to the moon. Somebody going to be like, man, that shit trash. Don't let them infiltrate what you feel and believe. Tell them, okay, cool. It's some trash that I like. We keep it pushing. You feel me? There's always somebody going to be that has something to say on the other side of what you're doing. Let's go a little further, man.
What's good, Trappers, man? It's your boy, the Wall Street Trapper. Right now, I want to invite you to an amazing experience full of value. That is my community, Trappers Anonymous. It's 100% the greatest fundamental investing community on the market. Listen, your portfolio should be a masterpiece. And the only way we get you there is if we help you to learn how to invest with confidence. Now, listen, I get it. Like, you don't know a lot about stocks, or maybe you've heard people say how much money they lost in stocks, but I can guarantee you, one, because they weren't in the community, and two, they lack the information. Our goal in Travelers Anonymous is to help you, really to hold your hand on the journey to becoming a confident investor, learning how to navigate through the different events that the stock market goes through to take you from panic to encouragement. There's no better time than now. This is an opportunity only for those who are willing to be on the journey. So listen, man, click the link below. Come join me in Travelers Anonymous, man. I will see you in one of our many classes, whether it's Moat Monday, whether it's the two-hour class we do on Sunday, or whether it's just a book club. Everything is geared toward making you a better investor so you can triple your net worth and turn your last name to an asset. It's your boy, Wall Street Traveler. See you in the trap.
All right, watch this, man. I definitely got to give my dog a shout-out, man. Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, posted a 28% fourth-quarter increase in operating earnings. They earned $8.4 billion in Q4 of 2023. Also, they announced a record-high cash pile of $167 billion. Warren Buffett now has more cash on the side than any of the tech companies that we like. Apple, Microsoft, Google. Google is next with 110. Microsoft is number three with like 98. Apple is down to $77 billion. They're doing a lot of research and development. Guess who's on the top 10 list? Ford, $45 billion. I never knew they had that much money. Why are they sitting on that much money? Ford is sitting on $40 billion in cash, but the balance sheet look like trash. But as of right now, Warren Buffett has the most cash on hand, but also it's the highest stock on the stock market, around $618,000. Right, but I own Berkshire B. Warren Buffett said we not giving away a dividend. They use all their money to buy back stocks, bro. Shout out to Warren Buffett and the OG. Shout out to the OG for being the OG. All right, so watch this, man. Jamie Dimon cashes out for the first time. Right, JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon sells about $150 million of his JP Morgan stock. Now, here's what I found out. I did some research and homework just to give y'all a little idea of what's going on. He sold 822,000 shares. He's looking to sell up to a million, but watch this. He still has 8.9 million more shares to sell. It's his first time selling since owning, right? So I want somebody to do some homework for me right now. How much is JP Morgan stock? Watch this, y'all. JP Morgan stock is $183.45. Somebody multiply that time 8.9 million. 1.6 billion. You said the E though. I don't know what the E number is, dog. So 1.6 billion. Right? So the next time somebody tell you you can't be wealthy as a working a 9 to 5, tell them they're a damn lie. Now watch this though. He has 8.9 million shares left. Let me show y'all some great math right quick. He sold 150 million. Like, yo, he sold 822,000 shares and said, yo, that's worth 150 million. I still got a net worth of 1.7 billion. Now let me show you something that's even gangster. He probably got all his shares reinvested. So the dividends from those shares gonna buy him more shares. Think about that. JP Morgan pays a 2.24% dividend yield, right? Let me show you. Let's do some homework right quick. When I tell y'all that the wealthy people in America got their money in stocks, this is what I be wanting y'all to see. And this is how they play the game. This is why you need to play the game. JP Morgan pays a $4.20 dividend per share. So multiply this, $4.20 times 8.9 million. Well, there's 37 million. So he get 37.3 million, right? So you get 37, listen to the numbers. He gets $37.3 million a year in dividends. Wait a minute, though. Wait a minute, though. Let's walk through this right quick. If the J.P. Morgan stock is $183, now you got to divide 183 into 37 million. Why did I say that? Because now that tells us how many shares of J.P. Morgan stock his reinvested dividends give him a year. So just from his dividends reinvested, they already going to buy him another. How much? 202,000 shares. I just walked you through the whole formula. Go back and listen to that formula. I just walked you through it. Let's go through it again, but just in a slow motion. So he has 8.9 million shares of J.P. Morgan stock. We figured out that that's worth $1.6 billion. Now, tomorrow we can weigh up and that go up even more. Like, it can fluctuate, right? But if we know they reinvested based off that stock price, we know that that 8.4 million shares at $4 a share in dividends gives him $37 million in cash flow. But he's smart. He probably doesn't even get that cash flow out. What he does is he reinvests all those dividends, and that $37 million in 1 year buys him 222,000 more shares. Let's go even a step further. When a company performs a certain way, he probably gets more stock compensation. So when a company performs a certain way, he probably gets another 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 shares for certain performance metrics based on the stock price. Now let's look at it while I'm telling you this. Don't look at me like I'm being an asshole. The reason why I don't want you to take profit when you make 100, when you got 5 shares or 10 shares or 15 shares, is because my goal is to help you build out your shares so that your shares, the ones that pay dividends, they buy you more shares. So the dividends from your shares buy you more shares, and the shares itself increase your wealth. Right now, I own 1,000. I'm lying. I own 700 shares of J.P. Morgan Chase. I'm lying. I own 500 shares of J.P. Morgan Chase. My goal is to own 1,000 shares, and then we keep going. The reason why I'm not taking profit is because my goal is to keep building this out so I can do what they're doing. Now, I don't know if I'll ever get 8.9 million shares because they dumping 200,000-300,000 shares on them at a time. But boy, if I can get to 5,000-10,000 shares, boy, we talking numbers. So that's why I use the options portfolio. 20% of my profits on everything always go to my buy and hold. Why? So my options can buy me more shares in my buy and hold. We talking about playing the wealth game, y'all.